Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment. As we come into Thy presence, Heavenly Father, we pray You would speak to us, Lord. You would strengthen us by Thy mighty word. Thy presence be with us, Father. Manifest Thy power. Let the word that is spoken come not from the mouth of man, but from the mouth of Almighty God, from the throne of Almighty God. As You said unto Moses in the Old Testament, Father, when You gather together into My presence, I will speak from between the two cherubims, and You will hear My voice. So, Father, as we come to the throne of the 24 elders, Lord, and the cherubims and the seraphims, and the saints who have gone before, and the innumerable multitude of angels, Father, hallelujah. My presol, the official, the back, as our friend is high. Dini Kampriya Sotsam Lashenta Krafendasai. As we come into the presence, Lord, hallelujah, officially as New Jerusalem Church, USA, we pray Your glory will come down, Father. My Pratona Shanta Baritiaraba Tauribi Shauribi Kendasai. Yes, Father, manifest Thy power. Let the heavens and the earth shake at the sound of Thy word. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Mark, chapter 4, and verse 18. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. This is a very interesting word. The God of the universe, the God who made the oceans, the God who made the earth, the God who brought the galaxies into existence, is asleep on a pillow in the hinder part of the ship. The reason is, the God of the galaxies came in the flesh. And this is a sign, a verse that emphasizes Jesus was not just a spirit. He came in the flesh. He took the body of a servant so that He can be crucified on the cross of Calvary for us. But in this verse, look at the time when Jesus was fast asleep. The previous verse says there was a great storm. There was a great wind. And the waves beat into the ship, and with the wind and the storm, the ship was now full of water. And He was probably in an elevated place, but He was in the hinder part of the ship. And He was fast asleep. Can you sleep in a storm? Can you sleep when the ship is about to sink? Can you sleep when you're about to die? Yes, you can. Because we read in verse 41, and they feared exceedingly and said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Now, Jesus slept in the midst of the storm because He knew there was going to be a storm. He's the God of the universe. He knows the past, present, and future. He knew the ship is going to be full. He knew the disciples are going to be screaming and shouting. He knew they would wait until the last moment to come and ask for His help. They wanted His help so He can use His muscles to help them, so that they won't die, so that they can drain the water from the ship in buckets. That's not the kind of help that we need to go for. We need to go to God for supernatural help, not the natural help. If they had actually slept with Jesus and rested with Jesus, they were so tired, they were probably sleeping too. But when the storm came, they woke up. They should have slept with Jesus, relaxed with Jesus, because the Bible says He gives His beloved sleep. This is the difference between natural faith and supernatural faith. Natural faith will make you jump up and down and scream and blame each other and try to help yourself in a storm. Supernatural faith will cause you to go to sleep in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And that is what Jesus did. That is why the Bible says in Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Lack of faith causes fear. Lack of faith causes a person to scream. Lack of faith causes you to blame other people. Because they said, don't you care that we perish? You just don't care, do you? We are here struggling, almost dead, dying, and you're sleeping. And Jesus arose and said, peace be still. And the wind ceased. There was a great calm. Just one word. Faith causes us to sleep really fast in the middle of a storm. That is true faith. What was King David doing when everybody was plotting against him? He heard them plotting. One guy said, okay, go ahead and cut off his head. I will drive the spear into his heart. David heard all that, but in Psalm 119, what does he say? Princes sat persecuting me and trying to kill me, but I was in awe of thy word. They came very close. They were very close to his bedroom. They were about to barge into his bedroom and kill him and break him and cut him in pieces. What was David do? He didn't call 911. He didn't call the army general. He was reading the word of God. And when they got really close, the angel of the Lord struck them and said, don't you ever dare disturb my child, because he, David, has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from him. Therefore, God said, David is a man after my heart, because nothing can distract him from reading my word and from focusing on me. That's why in Psalm 34, King David says, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Because the disciples looked at the storm, they got afraid, they were ashamed, they were startled, they were troubled, they were fearful. The last moment, they came to Jesus. Jehoshaphat, surrounded with a great army. What was Jehoshaphat doing when millions and millions of people were about to kill him and wipe him out? He and the choir were singing alto and bass and soprano, and the lead guitarist and the bass guitarist and the harp and the trumpet were blowing and singing, blessed be the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. That's faith. Faith causes you to sing to the Lord when you're surrounded by the enemy. We have all kinds of junk going on in this country. What do we need to do? We need to keep worshiping God. We need to keep praising God. We need to glorify God. We need to have faith. The Canaanites were about to wipe out Israel. What did Joshua do? He was praying. He was praying to the Lord. And God said, stop the sun and the moon. And he said, sun and moon, stop. That is the difference between natural faith and supernatural faith. Natural faith causes you to have a heart attack. And the Bible says in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, in these last days, many are going to die of heart attack because they see the things that are coming on this earth and they are startled and troubled. What am I supposed to do? How am I going to feed my family? What do I do? Oh, angels have wonderful food in heaven. There is abundance of food in heaven. There's abundance of gold and silver in heaven. Why are we worrying about what happens on this earth? That's why the Bible says, Hebrews 11, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There was a group in Africa, and they were having a fasting prayer. No food because there's a great famine, but they decided to go fasting. So they started fasting on Friday and they didn't eat anything. Men, women, children, no food because there's a famine. Saturday, fasting and praying. Sunday, fasting and praying. And then after, around noon, they come out. And as they come out, they're seeing something on the ground. It looks like bread. And they said, wait a minute. I can't see the ground. There's manna. And they ate as much as I could, as they could. If God fed the children of Israel with manna in the wilderness, He can feed us in the 21st century. The same God is the same yesterday and today and forever. What was Moses doing when the people were about to stone him? And there was the Red Sea before and Pharaoh behind. He was praying. God said, go ahead and move forward. He went forward. The Red Sea split apart. The man, he dropped his axe. And the prophet said, go ahead and throw a stick. And the axe floated. The man of God was surrounded by the enemy's army. What did he do? He still had his eyes on God. And God showed him horses and chariots of fire around him. His servant's eyes were open. He also saw horses and chariots of fire. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We hear the faith, word faith, so frequently. What exactly is faith? The Amplified Bible says, faith is cleaving to, trusting, and relying on God in all circumstances. Song of Solomon 8:5, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? We have been walking through the wilderness. The trumpet is going to sound. We are going to come out of the wilderness very soon. But as we come out of the wilderness, we need to be leaning upon our beloved Jesus. This is about the bride and Jesus Christ. John 6, verse 66 to 69. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with Jesus. Then Jesus said unto the 12, would ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, where are we going to go? To whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, is all we need. Satan came to Jesus and said, oh, you're hungry. 40 days have passed. Fasting. Yes, you're weak. You need food. Turn these stones into bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, Revelation 1:3 says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, for the time is at hand when all this is going to happen. There is a lot of compromise going on. We need to stick to the word. Sand is not stable, it moves. Rock is stable, it does not move. You don't build a road with sand, you build it with rock. Concrete has a rock and asphalt has a rock base below it. Building a house on movable sand is foolish, but building it on the rock is smart. The house on the sand will come up really fast. The house on the rock will take time. But when the flood comes, the house on the sand will be washed away. And the house on the rock, Jesus Christ, will stand. Let's focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's focus on His Word. Whether there's a nuclear attack or whatever there is, the Bible says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We are living inside a bubble. We are living inside a faith bubble. What happens around us has no authority over us or our families or our loved ones. So let's claim that authority, because Jesus Christ said, those who believed on him, he gave them authority to become the sons of God, even to all those that believe on his name. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. We are called to conquer. We are called to win the victory. Jesus Christ, when his feet started lifting up from the ground, and he was going in the cloud, he lifted up his hands and blessed his disciples. As he shut tamra turuba taurimi kendasai. As he blessed his disciples, he was raised up and he was parted away from them. They kept looking at him all the way till he went to the right hand of of the throne of God, even though they couldn't see him. The angel said, why do you stand here looking? He's going to come back the same way as he went up. And when he comes back, you will also be taken up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I have seen the cloud. The cloud came to me in my dream, and it said, tell your brothers and sisters and people all over the world, the time has come. The cloud is ready. That cloud looked like it had the windows of an aircraft. And the cloud said, tell your brother who went to school with you, wake up. The moon is almost ready. Davisha Pratu Shanti Kapriandara Duruda Rukama Sati Priyanduru Tauribi Shantakyandasai. The time is ripe for us to look up and lift up our heads, for our redemption is near. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us and help us to complete the work to which the Lord has called us and manifest his power as New Jerusalem Church. Amen. Praise God.